May have noticed that KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign wasn't on the air much the last few weeks. That's because he took some time off to care for his gravely ill father, Michael Sovereign, who passed away last week at the age of 88 in New York City. This morning, Doug shares some thoughts about the grieving process and about his dad's remarkable life and achievements.
If we live long enough, we will all lose our parents. It's something that, unfortunately, quite a few of us here at KCBS have had to face lately. My father, Michael Sovereign, came from nothing. A poor boy from the Bronx.
Tell us about the boy from New York.
Born during the Great Depression, he grew up in the shadow of Yankee Stadium. He lost his own father when he was just 12. He was the first in his family to get past the eighth grade. He went on to finish first in his class at Columbia College and Columbia Law School, becoming the university's youngest tenured professor ever. In 1968, when riots rocked the campus, my dad emerged as a faculty leader, ending the crisis, eventually becoming dean of the law school and then president of the university for 13 years. He taught at Columbia for more than 60 years, right up until his death at 88.
No good bookmaker would have bet that the fatherless adolescent from the Bronx would wind up as president of Columbia University.
I am lucky to have a cornucopia of clippings and videos of him because he was such a public figure in New York.
If I can.
He negotiated the city's transit, fire, and police contracts. He chaired the commission that rewrote the city charter. He was chairman of Sotheby's and head of the Schubert Foundation, the nation's leading funder of theater and dance. When a former student, Fritz Mondale, ran for president, he called on my dad to play Ronald Reagan to help him prep for the debates.
It was a fascinating way to be part of a presidential campaign.
My dad was deeply involved in civil rights, working with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, co-founding both the Mexican-American and Puerto Rican equivalents, and representing the victims of the infamous Tuskegee syphilis experiment.
It was, I think, the most shocking racial exploitation in American history after the Civil War.
He hired the law school's first black professor and the first female law professor in the Ivy League, a young woman named Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As president, he opened Columbia to women and hired the first female deans.
Universities are the gateway to all kinds of success, and those successes ought to be open to people of all races and ethnic origins.
But most of all, he was my dad, and I find myself unmoored in a way I didn't anticipate. And like so many of you who've gone through the same thing, I can't stop listening to his voice, which has been in my head since I was born.
Hi, son. I don't know whether you're working today or not, but I thought it would be good to catch up if we can. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.